Okay, let's get started with Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel. Kuf Ayin Gimel, and we are on Kuf Ayin Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. Again, this week's Shiurim is sponsored. L'Rafua Shalem, Abarach Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, a pillar of the Boker Ata community by the Nussbaum family. Again, all the Torah that we learned today together should be L'Rafua Shalem. Okay, so let's continue now with Kuf Ayin Beis and Mabeis. So the Gemara is talking here, if we remember, about the Mishnah of Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. So there are two people in the same town with the name Yosef Ben Shimon, and the question is, what are they allowed to do financially? Because they have a weakened stance, so to speak. The Mishnah said if they each take out a shtar on each other, so then they won't be able to collect, because each one will say that, you know, this one was really my shtar and it fell from me, even though you're holding it, right? Ein yochon lohotzi shtar chov zeh al zeh, the Mishnah said, and the Mishnah also said, v'lo acher yochon lohotzi alehen shtar chov. Someone else can't be motzi shtar chov on them, because each one will say, well, I don't owe you the money, the other guy owes you the money, right? Not the other Yosef and Shimon, right? And the nimsa le'echad bein shtarosav, and also the Mishnah said, if there's somebody who has a shtar amongst his shtaros, and it says that Yosef and Shimon paid up, then you have to assume they both paid up. Right, so there is generally somebody with a weaker hand in these cases, and that's why, if you remember, the Rif and the other Mefarshim, the Rishonim after the Rif, quoted, and that's what this Mishnah is doing here in Bava Basra, because it relates to the previous Mishnah where also the Lova has a lower hand according to one of the Tanaim in terms of having to accept the receipt, having to accept the shofar, and not being able to say, well, I'm not paying until I get the shtar back. Right, a couple of other examples of people who have the lower hand in cases of financial arguments. Okay, so that's what we discussed, and then on Amud Beis, here we got into the sugya of whether rechoshesh l'nefila or not. Rechoshesh that the person holding the shtar really is not the one that is the Baal HaShtar. It fell down from someone else, but he found it and picked it up. So are we choshesh l'nefila? And we started discussing that in the sugya of Mimcha, where somebody's holding a shtar and it says that I owe you the money. Right? I owe you. Who's the you? It doesn't say who the you is here, but if he is holding the shtar, is that good enough? So that was a discussion in the Rishon, in the Amoraim here, between Rav Huna and Abaye and Rav Chisda, all of the Mefarshim that got involved. So let's pick it up again, right from the middle. Umina Timra. How do we know that we're not choshesh l'nefila, that we're not worried that the person holding it really is not the Baal HaShtar? How do we know that we're not choshesh l'nefila? Ditznan, so as the Mishnah said, and we mentioned just at the end of this year, also yesterday, that the Nesivos says that really it's something that is kind of built in what you have to say in the cases of, in our cases. Says the in the beginning of Simen Samach Tesef Katan Zayin, the Nesivos discusses why Lo Chayshinu L'Nefila is really part of every type of shtar. Says the Nesivos, quoting our Gemara first of all, that by the Chayshinu L'Nefila the Yachid. He quotes the Gemara here. Alavade the Ein Shum Chashash Lomar Mehalov Enafal the Amrina Chazaka Tekev Kishenechtav Nimsar the Mehai Time. Right, every time a Malva has a shtar, every time a Malva has a shtar, it comes to Beis Din. We're not choshesh l'nefila, or else all shtaris would be faulty. They would never be able to get off the ground. Right? We're not choshesh in general by all shtaris. Nimsar. We assume whenever a shtar was written, it immediately was given over. The chashash here isn't that it fell from the lova to the hands of the malva. It's just it fell from one malve to another malve. That's what we're worried. Or one recipient to another recipient. I lent you money. I'm giving you this. So that's what we're choshesh. Kishin lo nechta bo shem ha-malve. O labaya afilu nechta shem ha-malve b'shnei Yosef et Shimon. Avol l'nefila me ha-love lo chayshina l'kulei alma. We're not choshesh on the basic idea. That's the whole part of the magical idea of a shtar that we have mentioned. A shtar talks. A shtar says, the person holding me is the Baal HaShtar. A shtar says, I'm not paid up. A shtar says that I'm kosher and all the conditions were done behechsher. That's what a shtar says. That's the chiddush of shtaros that gets over the problem of mipiyam lo mipiksavam, as we discussed a little bit yesterday. But either way, that's what the Gemara says here, that how do we know that we're not choshesh l'nefila? And again, the Nesiva says, misvara by every shtar, right? But this discussion is even in a case where some amoraim are choshesh l'nefila, meaning from one malveh to another malveh, but this is, the Gemara is asking now, but how do we know that we're not choshesh even in that case? How do we know we're not choshesh l'nefila? So, it's based on our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, it's not. Shraib shayu be'ir achas, two people living in the same city. Shem echad yos... Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon v'Shem Acher Yosef ben Shimon. They both have the same name, right? No last names, just the name as they're called up to the Torah. That's how they're known. Yosef ben Shimon. Einan Yecholin, right? Why is that one picked? Some of the Mefarshim, right? Dafka, that name, and all the sugyas and shas that talk about two people with the same name living in the same city. It's always Yosef ben Shimon, right? Why not someone else ben Shimon? Why not Yosef ben Yaakov, right? More of a common name that we're familiar with. Not for now. Einan yecholon lohozi yishtar chov zeh al zeh. So they can't be motzi yishtar chov on each other. V'lo acher yechol lohozi aleihen yishtar chov. And no one else can be motzi yishtar chov on them. Because, right, each one could say, you know, I'm not the one that owes you the money. What's mashma from the Mishnah, though? Haheim al acherim yecholon. But let's say one of the Yosef ben Shimon's is owed money. They could be motzi yishtar chov on other people. The Mishnah just excludes two cases. They can't be motzi yishtar chov on each other, and someone else cannot be motzi yishtar chov on them. But if they want to be motzi yishtar chov on others, mashma, it would work. But one second. Yosef ben Shimon A is being motzi yishtar chov on Naftali. Why can't Naftali say, I don't owe you the money, Yosef ben Shimon A, I owe Yosef ben Shimon B the money. But we're not choshesh for that. Mashma for the Mishnah. It's mashma ha'hei malachir b'cholin. V'yamai lechosh l'nefila, why am we choshesh l'nefila? Se'el alav, shva bina l'nefila l'chashinan. It must be that we're not choshesh l'nefila by two malves in this case, and therefore the Yosef and Shimon A can collect. That is what the how the Gemara explains that shita via Abaya. What about Abaya who is not so convinced? Abaya said up above that maybe Abishol right, only is matur the mimcha because he holds like Rabbi Elazar of Edim Esira Karsi, but we are choshesh l'nefila via Abaya l'nefila dechad lo chayshinan l'nefila derabim chayshinan. That's no raya. In the Mishnah, what are we worried about? One person dropped it and one other person picked it up specifically. That we're not worried about. That one person dropped it and one person with the same name picked it up. You're right, that's the Mishnah. But l'nefilo derabim chashinan, but a whole tzibur? Well, we have no idea who, somebody's holding a shtar and it says that Reuven paid you. I'm giving you. So who's the you? So we're choshesh that l'nefilo derabim that we are choshesh for. The bottom Rashbam. Ikra lashon kainhu, l'nefilo derabim chashinan, klomar, shematu shum adam ba'olam. Somebody in the world found it. That's we are worried about. Aval kishematzo yachid Yosef ben Shimon lo chayshinan. That is the way that the Rashbam. Then he quotes Rabbi Hananel. Quotes another pshat, but that is what that will go with the Rashbam's first line. Says the Gemara. The Ella. Hadatanya, one second. What about the following brisa? We're going to have a brisa that argues with the Mishnah. Hadatanya kishem mosi yishtar chov ze al ze. Kach ein motzi an alachirim, but by kabiflagi, we have a brisa that says beferish against the mashmos of our Mishnah. We were mashma from our Mishnah that if they could be motzi yishtar chov on others, but the brisa says beferish not that way. The brisa says they cannot be motzi yishtar chov on others, but by kabiflagi. So what's the machlokas between the Mishnah and the brisa? If the Rashbam adds in, if we're not choshesh l'nefila, right? The Abaya also said l'nefila techalo chayshinan. So what's the machlokas about? Why wouldn't they be able to be motzi yishtar chov on others? That's the real question. Machlokas Mishnah and the Braisa. So Gemara has two possibilities. Number one, what we've just been talking about. Ba'osios niknos b'mesira kamiflagi. The machlokas is about shtaros osios niknos b'mesira. Meaning, Yosef ben Shimon comes in holding a shtar that says someone else owes him money. So we're not choshesh that it fell from someone else. It's not, we're not choshesh that it fell from the other Yosef ben Shimon. And now, this Yosef ben Shimon is holding it, right? L'nefila lo chashinan. So why wouldn't he be able to collect? Why does the Braisa say, kevi mosi shtar chov? Because, what's the other possibility? Even though we're not choshesh l'nefila, maybe it was given to him by the other Yosef ben Shimon. Not that it fell down, but maybe it was given to him. Would that work? If it was just given to him by the other Yosef ben Shimon, would that allow him to collect? Well, that's the sugya of osios niknos b'mesira. So that's the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Because, according to the Mishnah, he's able to collect on Kadimanav Shach. We're not choshes that it fell, and even if it was given to him, you could collect with it. Osios Niklas B'Mesira. But according to the Brisa, no. Fine, we're not choshes L'Nafila, but maybe it was given to him, and that in that case, you would not be able to collect. Tana Didan Savar Osios Niklas B'Mesira. Our Mishnah holds Osios R Niklas B'Mesira, so if it was given, so that would be enough to collect. V'tana brasavar ein osios niklas b'mesira, and the brisa holds that no, osios are not niklas b'mesira, and therefore it would have to be given over b'ksiva u'mesira, as we know from the sugya a couple of daf ago, and also back from the Gemara in the ayins. So that is pshat number one of the machlokas. Again, that's another idea of the Baal Hashtar. Even though the Baal Hashtar, the one that's holding it now, it wasn't written for him, but it's good enough to transfer it. V'ibayisayimar, what's the other pshat of what they might be arguing about? To kuleyama, osios niklas b'mesira. Really, everybody holds osios or niklas b'mesira. V'hacha, bitzarek lahavi raya kamiflagi. Fine, if I know for sure that it was given over to him, he'd be able to use it. But I have to know for sure that it was given over to him. I need a raya that it was given over to him. Bosia Zikas Bibisira, everybody agrees. But Sarklavi Raya Kamiflagi. Tana Didan Savar ain't Sarklavi Raya. Our Mishnah says no Raya is given. He's holding it. It's kosher, and he can collect with it. But Tana Brasavar Tsarech Lahavi Raya. That is the machlokes about whether a raya has to be brought, even if we know, says the Rashbam right across. Well, to get back to that, the Rashbam says, like we paskin in earlier in Ayin Dafayin Zayin Karebi Ukedam Ravashi Osios Mili Ninu Mili Bemili Lo Niknu Hechasha Masrulo Vinasnu Ach Raya VeEdim Tsarech Shemasrulo Laze Befnehem. But you need an Edim that it was given over in front of them. The lo name a pikadonu etzlo. It might be a pikadon. It was just given over to watch. Oh, hishmitu mimenu. Or he took it from him. Somehow it fell out. So that's the machlokes between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Whether you need to bring a raya or not. De itmar, finishing up. Osios nikas bebesira. Abaya amar tzarech lahavi raya. Verava amar eno tzarech lahavi raya. Good. What about the psak? What about the psak? Do we have to bring, first of all, the psak of Osios Niklas B'Mesira or not? So that is a machlokes Rishonim that we mentioned earlier. It's not clear. Rebbe, the Rabbanan, who we hold like. And what about if you hold Osios Niklas B'Mesira? So do we say you have to bring a raya or one doesn't have to bring a raya? If you look in the riff holds Ein Osios Niklas B'Mesira. The Baal Amar has an interesting distinction. The Baal Amar here, not earlier, back on the Fayin Zion, but the Baal Amar here. The Baal Amar says, here, all the way at the end of the Pei Amad Aleph in the Dafi Arif. A lot of pages of Rif in this Masechta. A lot of pages of Gemara. Says the Baal Amar. First, he quotes the Rif. The less hilcha of a Rif kasa balachas. The less hilcha of a kabaya of a rabba bosios dikas bibisira. Umay darina begemara. The kuliyama osios dikas bibisira. Ukimta ba'almahi. The lav de samcha. First of all, the Baal Amar says against the Rif. The Rif here says that we paskin ain't osios dikas bibisira. Even though it doesn't sound like from our Gemara, because our Gemara says, well, maybe everybody holds this, and the Machlokas is this. Usually, when that type of suggestion is given in the Gemara, we hold like that suggestion. Everybody agrees blank. The Machlokas is about something else. So the Rif, I should have read the Rif first. The Rif says, Afagav darmin and hacha de kulei alma, bein tana de basisa, bein tana de braisa, osios dikas b'mesira. V'abai v'rava travayu is luil osios dikas b'mesira. Even though you read our Gemara, you get one impression, lo samchina naha. We don't rely on that. Taha ame marvir avashi de basroi inun. The later amoraim earlier. Pasku halacha beperek amocher esasvina. You can't read one Gemara in a vacuum. You have to read this Gemara along with the Gemaras earlier. If you look at the other Gemaras they held, ain osios dikas b'mesira. The reason here it says, osios dikas ukimta bi'almahi v'lav de sabrahu. So that is the riff. So that is what the, taking the earlier Gemara and reading it really with the background of our Gemara. But that is the riff. The Baal Amar quotes that and says maybe you could have a chilek. Maybe there's a chilek between Osios and B'Mesira in general and our sugya. And why our Gemara, Osios Niklas B'Mesira, because it's a little difficult, the Baal Amar. Baal Amar usually is attacking the riff. Here he's somewhat explaining the riff, but arguing a little bit. But he's not attacking. Says the Baal Amar, V'nira li d'shnei din Osios d'hacha mi din Osios d'alma. Shiny. Shiny did osios ta'acha, me did osios ta'alma. There's a big difference between our case and the other case. What's our case? The same name. What's the Yosef Nikos with Basira? It was given from one Yosef ben Shimon to another Yosef ben Shimon. That's better. Right? Usually, what is Yosef Nikos with Basira? A star says that Reuben is owed money. And who's holding it? Levi. That's difficult. That maybe doesn't work. But here, it's the same name. So it's easier. Aval osios dahacha kana b'misira bilvad lefi sheguf hashtar omed lo b'makom ksiva kivat shehu kasev al shem Yosef ben Shimon v'shem zeh Yosef ben Shimon kishem zeh lefi chach zacha bo b'misira zeh shenimsa lo hashtar kivat shehu kasev b'shem ish sheshmo kishmo v'ein tzarch lav iraya b'misira so t'kai melon ketana didan. So says the Balamar, usually I would agree with the Rif that ain't Osios de Basira, but here I would think Osios Niknos because it is the same, they have the same name. Right, the other Rishonim argue there shouldn't be any distinction. If you remember the Rashban that we just read, holds no. Pashas like this Gemara says, Osios Niknos de Basira, like all of these Amoraim, all of these Amoraim hold. Right, the Rambam and the Raivan also discuss this. If you remember the Rambam, the it's a little tricky also here. Another factor is that Abaya is giving his shita here, and this is not one of the Yalka Gams, right? So can we pass like Abaya here, even though it's not one of the Yalka Gams, one of the six places we pass like Abaya? But there are other Amoraim on his side. So that's why one is not forced to not pass like Abaya here, because one might say, there's a different rule. It's not Abaya. It's like one of the other opinions that we are holding like. But that's also the Rambam and the Raivin here in Hilchas Mechira, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam also paskins that osios are not niknos b'mesira. Says the Rambam, the case of yikne ashtar, how are you to transfer a star, sheyichtov lo hamakne, kine shtar ploni, v'chol shibud shebo, that the makne has to write, that you will give over bikone the star, v'yimser lo ashtar, you have to write an extra star, what's called ksivu mesira. It's not just given over by the star. V'nimsa shenikne b'ksiva u'mesira, and then it says, v'ein sarach edim le'inyin kiniyaso. But you don't need Eidim, like our Gemara says. The Ravid here says, Amar Avram, Yesha Huk Shalom Alzeh, V'Hakai Malan Karava, D'Amar Eino Tzarek Lavi Raya Ala Mesira, V'Yesh Lomar D'Lo Pligia Bay Varava Ela Aliba D'Man D'Amar Osios Dikas V'Mesira, Aval Man D'Lo D'Boy Ksiva, Hecha D'Leka Ksiva, so then you would still need a Raya. He explains how one could understand our Gemara in light of the Psak of the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'Abai Amar Abaya, Mina Amina La. So we just had the Machlokas Abaya and Rava, whether you have to bring a Raya that it was given over. So Mina Amina La, Abaya says, how do I know that you have to bring a Raya that it was given over? Titania. Echemina Achem Shashtar Chov Yosi Midachas Yada. One of the brothers that has a star, that is Yosi Midachas Yado, Rashbam. O b'shem avihem, o b'shem mal ve'acher, v'toein achai nasnuhu li, v'imomrim atem chatfaso. Right, he says, the brothers gave it to me, and they say, no, you grabbed it from us. So one of the brothers has a shtarchov, alav lahavi raya. He has to bring a raya that he has it, or the brothers gave it to him. So my lafu adin lacharini, doesn't this apply to others also? In general, you always have to bring a raya if you're holding a shtar. Says Abaya, that's my raya. Varava Amar, no. Shiny Achid, the Shamtu Miyadah. The brothers are different. Why? Because Dafka by brothers, we think they grant from each other. They're Mora Heter. It's really mine. And therefore, that's why Dafka, there you have to bring a raya, but maybe in other cases, you would not have to bring a raya. Right? The Rabbeinu Gershom here discusses sibling rivalry. Bottom of the skinny lines. The Achid and Shamtu Adadi. Yad Kol Echad Gonev Me'echav. Dafka there, a sibling rivalry. We know the Torah Shebichsav is Sefer Bereishis is full of it. Right, the siblings did not do so well until Ephraim and Manasseh in the Sefer Bereishis. But even the Gemara here says, so maybe Dafka by brothers, there's more of a need to bring a raya. That's one version of Abaya and Rava. Abaya brings the proof and Rava rejects it. Ikadami, the opposite, a different version. Amar Rava, Mina Amina La. Rava is the one that says, how do I know that you don't need to bring a Raya to Tanya? Echmana Achim Jashtar Chov Yosi Mitachas Yadu Alav Lavi Raya. Achin Hu Deshavtu Me'adadi. Brothers need to bring the Raya. Aval Achrini Lo. So maybe it's the Raya the other way, Rava says. Other people do not have to bring a Raya. But Abaya, Achin Etzricha Le. Abaya says, no, brothers are the Chiddush. Salkata the Chamina, Kivin Deshavtu Me'adadi. I might think, since each brother knows that the other one is going to want to grab it from him, Ema Mizdaher Zihiri, Velo Tzrichi Lavi Raya. Maybe then they'll be extra careful. And therefore, they don't have to bring a raya. That's what I might have thought. Kamash Fulan, that's why the Brisa has to say, Dafka, the brothers. Period. Says the Gemara, V'ela. Now we have a third Tanaitic text. We had the Mishnah, we had the Brisa on top, and now we have a third one that brings another group of Shitos relating to the two brothers, Yosef and Shimon. Our Mishnah said they can't take out a Shtar Chov on each other, and nobody can take a Shtar Chov out on them, but they can take a Shtar Chov on someone else. The Brisa on top said no. Even they cannot take out a Shtar Chov on someone else. Now we have a third opinion. They can be motzi shtar chov on each other. One Yosef and Shimon is owed money by the other one. They can take it out. It's against our Mishnah. But my kamiflagi. So what's the machlokas about? But kosvin shtar lolove. The machlokas is related to the Mishnah that we had earlier. Right? Whether you could write a shtar chov for a love, even though the malva is not there. You might think, what's the chash? Why wouldn't that be allowed? Of course, a lovit goes to a sofer and says, write a shtar that I owe Reuven 500. So what's the downside for Reuven? Why wouldn't he be able to do that? The downside is, if his name is Reuven too. Tana didan savar, our Mishnah says it's mutter. Kosa shanalova v'yava pish ein. I'm sorry, our Mishnah says it's usser. Meaning, not usser, just it's not collectible. Why? What are you worried about? Because we hold, as we said earlier, kosher shtar lamalve, lolove, the sofer can write a shtar for the love. V'yafa pishein malve imo, even though the malve is not there, zimnin, and even though we generally, the Russian, the Shidu Kubetza says, we generally do hold that. The question is, do we hold that even in our case? Of the two, Yosef and Shimon's. So even though the malve is not there, zimnin, you know what's going to happen? Da'azel lagabi safra, visadi. One of them is going to go to a sofer and aid them. But Amrlahu, Kisful Ishtara de Beina Lameza be Yosef and Shimon, Chavirai. Please write a shtar that I owe money to Yosef and Shimon. I'm going to go borrow money from him in a minute. So please just write me the shtar that I owe money to Yosef and Shimon. Ubasa the Kasi the Chasvile, and after it's signed, Nikitale, he's going to go take it. The Amrle, Havli Mea, the Yazid Bino. He's going to go and flip it around and say, oh, you owe me money, not I owe you the money, because it just says the same names. So that's a bichshash. That's why our Mishnah says they can't be motzi mizelzeh. Not because we're choshesh l'nefila. Nothing fell. We're choshesh that he had it written by a sofer, and now he's just flipping it around. That's why our Mishnah says that it's not collectible. Tana brasavar ain kos v'shar lolove achi emal ve'imo. But the Brisa says that we don't allow this in this case. Again, that's what the Rosh and the Shidduch Kubetza says. In this type of case, where it's two Yosef and Shimon's in the shtar, same name, we wouldn't do that unless they're both there. Good, that's the machloka. So altogether, we have three different opinions amongst the Tanoim about Yosef and Shimon's. Could they collect even from each other? Could they collect from someone else? Right, that's the putting all the three different Shittos together. Good. Next line of the Mishnah had said, Nimsa le'echad bein shtarosav shtarosh Yosef and Shimon parua. If amongst a person's shtaros they found a document that said that a shofar that said Yosef and Shimon's chov is paid up, shtar shnei peruin. So if both of them owe this guy money, so they're both pater because you don't know who to collect from, and each one could say that no, mine is the one that was collected. Good. The Meiri talks about the opposite case. The Meiri says if he is chayiv to them, what if he, the person who is looking through a shtar, is chayiv to them, and it says that I paid up, you know, my chov to Yosef and Shimon, but he doesn't know which one he paid up. So really, you might say that also hamotzei mechaver l'varaya, because he could say to each one of them, I paid up your loan, right? Because there's no raya otherwise. But the Meiri says latzeisi de shamayim, then he should pay. He knows he owes one of them, and that only one of them is paid up. So he should have to pay in that case. Whoa. He doesn't know, just to be, be... He should pay both of them. He should have remembered. That's why he says, that's why I'm just saying it's not v'dini adam, but at least v'dini shamayim, that is the case, right? This relates to the sugya in the beginning of Akonis. As we know, that is the main sugya in Shas about latzeis v'dini shamayim. The Gemara there quotes all of those cases, beginning of the sixth parak, that one is patur v'dini adam and chay v'dini shamayim. That's the Gemara beginning, arbad nun v'heim abeis. And then the Gemara adds on a few more. The Gemara goes through each of these. Kofif kamaso shal chaveiro, if you bend your friend's stalks in front of the fire that's coming. If somebody hires out Eidei Sheker, they didn't give the testimony, but there was they just hired them. Yodea Eidus lachaveir beino meilo. All these cases of grumma that the Gemara talks about, they're all though chayiv laseis yidei Shamayim. The Yamshel Shlomo there discusses, we just touched on this in the past, the Yamshel Shlomo there discusses, do you always, what do you say in the case of Laseis Yidei Shamayim by Tfisa? I owe you the money, not, Bez is not going to make me pay, but Laseis Shamayim I should pay, and then your toe face, you grab the money, somehow. Do you get to keep it? Do we say Tafas Mafkinan or Lo Mafkinan? So says the Yamshel Shlomo, Venire, there in Perek Vav, Os Vav, Venera, kol hechad di amrin al chayiv dinei shamayim, I tafas mafkinan minei. Even if we say chayiv dinei shamayim, it doesn't mean there's a real chiyuv there. Meaning, if you're tofeisit, you have to give it back. And then he says, afilu l'Rashi. Even Rashi in Mesechas Bamitzi and Daf Sadi Aleph, who says, in one case, that tfisa would help. In a case, what's that case there? In a case of kimle v'drava minei. Right, where he's chayim misa, but he's, or he's chayim malchus, then he's going to be putter from the mammon. In that case, tfisa would work. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, there's a big difference between these laseis yidei shamayims in our sugi in Baba Kama, and I might add the laseis yidei shamayim here in Baba Basra, and the case of kimle. Well, I'm not sure. Our case might be somewhere in the middle. The case of kimle b'drava minei, right? Chayim misa and mammon. Is there no chayim mammon? There's a chayim misa. But the chiyav mamon, it really exists, but, at least according to one approach, it exists, but your putter. So there, maybe, that's why tfisa would work. Why? That's a different type of laseis yidei shamayim. In the cases in Baba Kama, it's a grama chiyav. The chiyav is weaker. And that's why it's only chayav laseis yidei shamayim. Masha'en kein, over there by kimle b'drabi b'nei, what Rashi is talking about, there's a real bona fide chiyav. It just so happens that there's another chiyav at this moment. Simultaneously. And therefore, that's why you're not going to have to fulfill this chiyuv. But inherently, it's a strong chiyuv. Bishlama says the Yamshel Shlomo. Bishlama bekimle bedrabi mine chayiv hu rak delo katzlina betray ketala v'yavdinan le'achumra. Hilka checha delo avdinan achumra kugon b'shoge goshlo basra. O bizman hazeh, imke nucha lomar shasfar no senes she'i tafas lo mafkina mine. Ta sof sof chayivu. He's chayiv ultimately. Aval hecha she grama b'nizakinu. But if the case itself is, the chiyuv itself is weak, because it's only grama, ve'ein bo chiyuv min hadin ela lasi sidei shamayim, zanim keip shita, di tafas mafkinan minei. And therefore there's a big difference between the two lasis yidei shamayims. So what about our case? Our case, he owes the money, he just doesn't know which one. So there's a bona fide chiyuv. This might be parallel to the case of the kimle b'drabi minei. There's a bona fide chiyuv, he just doesn't know who he owes the money to. Unless you say that once the suffix that he paid one of them, and there's a mosebe chavir alav araya on the other one, maybe that weakens the chiyuv. Maybe that weakens it. Okay, not clear, but that's the Yamshel Shlomo, and a little bit on that mi'iri here about laseis yidei shamayim. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, taima de nimsa, the reason that he would be pater and assume they're both paid up is because this shtar, this shover, was found. Halo nimsa matzi mafik. But if it wouldn't have been found, he'd be able to be motzi mamon. He'd be able to be motzi from the Yosef ben Shimon. But what about the other line of the Mishnah? But the other line of the Mishnah says he can't be motzi. Why does one line of our Mishnah give the impression that if he had a good shtar on one of the Yosef ben Shimons, he would be able to collect? The other line says he can't collect. Amar Rav Yirmiya ben Meshulashin. He can only collect if it's Meshulash, as we said, if another generation is added on. meaning he knows which Yosef and Shimon it is. V'nechzi tavra b'shma d'man d'chsiv. So why don't you just check the shofar? It says it's parua, so which one is parua? Check the shofar. Amar Rav Hoshea b'mushiloshin b'shtar b'mushiloshin b'shofar. Answer number one, no, only the shtar says which one, it's mishulash, the third generation, but the shofar doesn't, that's the problem. It's still misupak. Abaya amar, or Abaya says, hachika amar, no, this is what the mashmas of the Mishnah is. Haki gamar, hein al achirim, the Bach adds in, hein al achirim motziin, they on others can be motzi, nimsa lelove bein shtarosav, shtarot shel Yosef and Shimon, alai parua, what I owe Yosef and Shimon, not the opposite. No, what I owe Yosef and Shimon is paid up on the shofar, shtaros shnehem peruim. So then it would be parua, mashma, meaning if he owes, he would have to pay. But if he has a document that says he paid up already, then it will be potter. Then it's not a stir up between the two parts of the Mishnah. Good. Ketzad Yaasu Yishalishus. What should you do if you want to borrow money? If they want to borrow money from each other, v'chulu. So you add in a third generation, v'chulu Tana. Imoyishneim Kohanim Yichtavu Daros. If they're both Kohanim, if they both have the same grandfather, so go to the great grandfather. Right, we mentioned on the Mishnah yesterday that it would be, you don't know, people don't know the fourth generation. But if they do know the fourth generation, so then it would be okay too, and you'd be able to write that. Okay, says the Mishnah, Ha'omer libno, shtar bein shtar rosai parua. Again, this Mishnah is also related to the previous two Mishnayos. Why is this in this parak? Again, it's about shtaros, but it's about people who have the weaker hand based on certain situations. So Ha'omer Lebeno, somebody says to his son before he dies, shtar bein shtarosai parua ve'ena yodeya ezehu. One of my shtaros is paid up. I just don't know which one. Right, the Rashbam says, mitzave machmas misa. Right, he's giving instructions before he dies. Right, one of the shtaros is paid up, I don't know which one. And why did he say that? Right, the Rashbam says, v'halove he'eminani, the love was ma'amin that I would not recollect. That's why the star looks like a normal star. But the love was ma'amin me. V'lo echzarti star, I didn't give it back a star. V'eini rotze le'anesh. I don't want to get punished. I know I'm going into the next world. I'm leaving you a star that says Reuven owes me money, and really he doesn't owe money. I don't want to, right, a person before their deathbed, you know, we discussed this a few weeks ago, whether a person, we can always assume that a person tells the truth before they die, right? The shochet before he died that said that his, the stuff, the meat in his freezer is treif, or the woman before she dies said that she was mezane, right? And then she got better, and she wants to be chozerespo, so we trust, discussed that, the chavos ya'ir and the chasam sofer, all the different shuvas. But here too, on his deathbed, he says, one of the shtaros is parua. I'm not sure which one. Shtaros, kulon, peruin. They're all parua. Because now each one is suffik parua. Hamotze mechavero, alav haraya. Right? Fine. Nimsa la'echad shem shnai. Nimsa la'echad sham shnayim. What if somebody has two loans that are owed to him? Right? So then, that's fine. Hagadol parua v'akadene parua. So then he has to pay the smaller amount. Only one of them is parua. So even if it's him, only the bigger one is going to be parua. So he has to pay the smaller amount at least. The Ritva here notes, interesting, even though generally we allow a Yorish to collect Bisafik, says the Ritva here on our Mishnah, just find the, says the Ritva on the Mishnah, Mishum, why in this case, if he says, all the shars of Purim, Mishum, the Kopa Kolchad, Matsu Matri Lebale Chobas, V'yafak Avde Ba'alma Gorvin Yorshin V'tayna Shema, and even though Yorshin are usually able to collect with the Tayna Shema, Yorshin are very strong, Hacha Ein Govin, Shekvar Horia Avihem Kol Shtarosav, the father actively weakened all of their Shtaros, and therefore, they're not able to be used. Umistavra, the lav davka sheyomar beferish eni yodea izehu. Even if our mission is like, one of them is paid up, I'm not sure which one. Even if he doesn't say that second line. If he says, one of them is paid up, ela koshal obirer lohem izehu, ikala meimar kachadin, vikachatam, right, it doesn't matter if he said it beferish. That's what the Ritva adds in. And then v'nuschos matzasi shkasabem ve'ein yadua ezehu. V'nire, v'kosha matzu shovar be'edem al echad mehem, v'rishus echad min halavim shegovan ashar. Sher nisbara ki zehu parua, v'lushovar amana lo chashinan. Right, what happens if one of the loves out there has a shovar that it was paid up? You're allowed to, says the Ritva, say, well, that's the one That's the one that was parua, and therefore the, all the other ones are collectible. Good. That is the Hosafa of the Ritva. Weiter, we continue. Amar Rava, shtar lecha biyadi parua. Someone says, the shtar that you have in my hand, parua. So again, agalda parua, katanina parua. If he says, the shtar, that's, because that's only one. Chov lecha biyadi parua. Your obligation to me is paid up. Shtaras kulan pruin. Then all the shtaras are parua, because chov could include five different chovos altogether. Amalei Ravina the Rava. So one second, Alameyata. Sadai Mechura Lacha. If I say, my field is sold to you. Sada Gedola Mechura Lo. This big field is sold. Sade Sheyeshli Mechura Lacha. Calls it up Mechura Lo. You're going to say the same thing by field? My field, a specific field, fine. But a field? A field means all the fields? Just like you're saying a chov means all the chovos? You're going to say the same thing Ravina asks Rava? Answers Rava, no. Haslam Yad Balashtar La Tachtona. No, staros all can combine to a chov. That's what the Yad Bala Star is la tachtona. Says the Rashbam, third to last line, Tahamosi mechaver ala baraya. That's the Mosi mechaver, Tahainu lokeach. Right, that's different. Umulsi de rava de lanami mishum hai taima. Yad Bala Star la tachtona. That's different. Right, chov lecha biyadi parua kolashtaros. But here, by a sale, in the case of Sadeh, it's not the same thing, and therefore, that wouldn't be the case. Okay, we continue. We are, Rabosai, up to the world Arvus. Right, this is the last, one of the last major sugyas here in Maseches Bava Basra as we hone in on the second to last Mishnah in Bava Basra. It's not the last sugya, but it's one of the last sugyas. The last daf we're going to get to Shibudim, Shibuda Daraisa, Shibuda Darabanan. But before we get to there, on the last daf, we have two daf related to the sugya of Arev. All the way tucked in here, the 172nd daf in Maseches Bava Basra. Here we go. Hamaves chavero al yidei arev, lo yifra mina arev. If somebody lends money with a cosigner, you cannot collect from the cosigner. What does that mean? Isn't that the point of the cosigner? We'll have to see what the Gemara is going to explain this means. You can't go to the cosigner first. The Rashbam already tells us what the Gemara is going to say. Right? You have to first go to the Lova. And if the Lova doesn't have, so then you can go to the cosigner. That's going to be the maskana in the what the Gemara means. But there's a lot of discussion here, even on the first line of the Mishnah. What about if you have a choice between the Lova doesn't have? What if it's the Arev versus the Lekuchos? Right, the Lova wants his money back, so he could either go to the cosigner or he could go to people who bought property from this Malve, from this Lova. Right, so which one is better? It says the Nemuki Yosef here, you collect from the Lekuchos before you go from to the Arev. Because the Lekuchos have the property that used to be owned by the Lova. And therefore that property is Meshubad. And that's what comes first. If the Lekuchos don't have, then you go to the Arev. The Otsar La'ayin, says the Nemuki Yosef. Imachar halove nechasav me'eza mehem yigva malve. Im Lekuchos don't have a kablam. Nirel mefarshim sheyocho likvos min halekuchos. V'chein hadin. It's appropriate. Sheyifra mehem tchila. You collect from them first. Why? She'ena yichula lukuchos. Yicholos lichos eisla kablon lomark. For hinaktu l'chamakam shetikva mimenu. What do the lukuchos usually say? Well, you can't collect from me. I left the lova with property. Here, he didn't leave the lova with property. Right? He bought the property. The Arev stuff, the Arev's assets, is not considered the lova's assets. From the Lekuchos' point of view. Right, so the Muki Yosef says, Lokeach versus Arev, the Lekuchos are the ones that have to collect first. Which itself might go to the root of the lumdus of an Arev. Right, the lumdus of Arev is how much is an Arev a real stand-in for the Lova himself. Right, this question is asked by Shlichus. How much is the Shliach really identified with the Mishaleach? What's the affinity between them? I'm Mitzaveh. So here too, an Arev says, I'll pay for you. Most of the time I'll pay for you if you can't pay for yourself. So how much is the Arev a real stand-in or not? What if you have a choice? The Rambam discusses, again, a big topic in Arvus. Right? What happens if you have two Arev? The Rambam in Perachafei Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Rabbah, or going back, it's two both sides. What if two people are Arev? What if two people borrowed and one is Arev? Says the Rabbah, Shnayim Sha'arvu Echad two people that were arev on one person. Somebody borrowed money, and there were two people that said, okay, we'll back you up. Kishayavo hamalve lihipara min ha'arev. When the malveh comes to pay, yipara me'ezem anshayirtsa, the Rambam says you can go to either one. Either one to get the entire loan. V'im lo haya la'echad kidei ha'chov, and if one of them doesn't have the entire chov, yochazer v'tovei ha'sheni, then you can get the rest from the second bal chov. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid, ze eino mechuvar, elo lefi ha'minog, lemeidim in ha'goyim li'Yisrael. That's not mechuvar. Meaning, what's the other possibility? If two people are arev, you have to get half from each of them. You can't go to one to get the whole thing. Interesting. What's that machlokas about? Why would I be able to go to one to get... I don't want to go to the other guy. He lives on the other side of town. I want to get all of it from you. Or do we say no? If you have two people that co-sign, then each of them are part. Or the Magen Mishnah here quotes the Rashba. Maybe it depends when the arvus took place. Did it take place at the moment of the Matan Ma'os? The Ksos discusses this. I'm sorry, not the Magen Mishnah. Here the Ksos says, it depends whether they were there at the time of the loan. B'shas Matan Ma'os, or it was just a later addition. Says the... Ksos, Venera, this is the Ksos in Simon Lamites. I'm sorry, that's the wrong one, the Ksos in Ayin Zion. I had two markers in here. Ksos here in Simon Ayin Zion, he says here, Ayin Zion Sif Gimel, says the Ksos, Lania Tadinira, here it is. Erechachra, Deheicha Shinasu Arabim Shalo Bishas Matan Mosu Bikinyan, if they were added later on, Vim Kain, Lochal Shibudam, Elekinegada, Malve, Mitzad Arvus Ubitachon. So why were these added in later on? He doesn't know if he's going to be able to pay off, so they came in afterwards. So then, you should say, you can collect from whichever one you want. It's all about security. Go to whichever Arev you want. But says the Ksos, where they were there, Bishas Matan Ma'os, so maybe there, they team up to be stands-in for the Loveh, and each one of them is only Chayiv half. It's interesting, two types of Arvus, Bishas Matan Ma'os, and Shalom Bishas Matan Ma'os. Maybe there's a difference there in Arevs. Okay, there's a lot of sugis in Arev, we just did the first line. So if somebody lends money, so you cannot collect from the Arev, and the Gemara is going to say that means first. Ve'im Omar Lo, Almanas, She'efra mimi she'ertza, yifra min ha'arev. But if he says beferish, we'll have to see, the Gemara is going to explain this. I'll lend you almanath that I can go to whoever I want first. I want to be able to go to the arev if I want to. Then you can collect from the arev straight. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, imi ish nachasim lalove, benkach uvenkach lo yifra min ha'arev. Reb Shimon Gamliel says it doesn't matter. Even if you make that t'nai, the Gemara will explain exactly how the t'nai was made. Even if the t'nai was made, if the love has money, then you cannot collect first from the Arev. V'chein ha'ir of Shimon Gamliel Omer. Shimon Gamliel also said, ha'arev li'isha b'ksubasa, if a person was Arev to a husband, right, a man's divorcing his wife, he has no money, so therefore, the woman's going to go collect from the Arev. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, in that case, v'yabayla magarsha yadirena hana'a, the husband has to be madir hana'a from the wife, basically saying, I will never remarry you. Why? We're nervous. Maybe the husband and the wife are in cahoots with each other. And they're saying, you know what? I'm going to divorce you. We'll get the money from the Arev, and then I'll marry you again. Right? So there's a chashash of that. So therefore, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, he has to be madur hana, shemayasu kinunya al nechasim shalzeh v'yachzer es ishto. And maybe he will be trying to get his money back, and therefore has to be madur hana. That other ksos that I started reading mistakenly before, and Simon Lamites discusses, why aren't we worried about this in a regular case of Arev? Right, that the Malveh and the Loveh are have something going. We're only worried about it here by the husband and the wife. So that's a discussion. So my taima. So now the Gemara says my taima. Why can you not collect from the Arev? Says the Rashbam. What's the Gemara's question here? The Gemara now assumes that the Mishnah is saying that you can never collect from the Arev if the Loveh is standing there. Only if the Loveh dies. The Arev is basically saying, I'll pay if I can't bring you the Loveh. But if I can bring you the Loveh, so then I don't have to pay. So how do you know that? My taima, why can't you go to the Arev? Rabba, Rav Yosef, Dami Travayu. Again, this is all the Havamina. Because they say that the following, this is what the Arev says, Gavra Ashlemisli, Gavra Ashlemilach. Meaning, I said that I'm going to have to present you, you know, make sure that you have the Loveh. And here it is. Here's the Loveh. So Matzkav L'Rav Nachman, Haidina de Parsoi. This is the Persian way of judging, right, that you're not going to be able to collect. Says the Gemara, really? No, Adarabba, Basar Arva Azli. The Persians say the opposite. The Persians say he could collect straight from the Arev. So Ella, no, this is what Rav Nachman's problem was. Ella Beidina de Parsoi de Lo Yavi Tamil Musayu. You like the Persians who don't explain their shitos. Rashbam. Shagam Zed Dover Sheino Hogunhu. Lo Marshalo Yifram and Arev Klau. Right? MK Mayhani Arbus. Right? Says Rav Nachman, it doesn't make sense. That's what it is. The Persian law doesn't make sense. And here too, why shouldn't he be able to collect from the Arev? So Ella Amar Rav Nachman, we misunderstood the Mishnah. My lo Yifram in the Arev, lo Yitva, Arev, Tchila. It must mean you just can't go to the Arev first. But it doesn't mean that you can never go to the Arev. It just means you can't go to the Arev first if the Lova has money. Tani Nami Hachi, Hamavas Chaveira al Yide Arev, lo Yitva, Arev, Tchila, Vim Amar, Amanashe, Afarim, Misha Erza, Yitva, Arev, Tchila. If you make a Tznai, then it can work. The Shulchan Aruch quotes an interesting halacha in Kuf Chavtes, here, Sif, Yud, Aleph, that what happens if that there is no Lova involved. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Yesh Misha Omer, the Arvis v'kablonis hainu kishetava halove mehamal v'shielvenu. If the Lova goes to the Malva, kabara money, and the Malva says, I don't know, are you going to pay me back? And the Lova's like, okay, you know what, let's get an Arev. They go to an Arev and everything works out. What happens if the Arev first? An Arev, a third party knows that Shimon is in need of money. So the Arev goes to Ruvain and says, you know what, can you please lend Shimon some money? I'll take care of it. I'll be the guarantor. But can you please lend him money? The Lova didn't go. Shimon did not go to Ruvain. In that case, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Malva could go to the Arev first. Because the Lova wasn't involved. V'nichnas Arev imo b'davar b'lashen Arvas o'lashen Kablanis. Avalam lo diber halove im amalve klum. Ela Ruvain amar l'shimon. Halove halve l'levi mos v'ani poreya. Ein l'shimon alevi klum. Then the Malva can't go to the Lova. Afilu nasam lo biyado. Ela ala Ruvain sh'amar l'helveyu. U'bishlichuso shal Ruvain nasam lo. That's the Shulchan Aruch here in Choshen Mishpat. Kuf chav tes sif chav. That if the Lova is not involved, then the Malva can go straight to the Arev. Says the Chashuk Echemed, Yesh lehistapek. What if you have a guy who knows this halacha? You have Shimon knows this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch. So Shimon goes to the Arev and says, you know what, I really wish that Reuven would lend me money. I really could use some money. So he like kind of makes him overhear it or even asks him. And then the Arev goes straight to the Malva. And then in that case, the Lovin knows the halacha, that in that case, where he didn't go to the Malveh, then the Malveh could go straight to the Arev. But he did that as a harama. So in that case, do we say also that the Malveh could go straight to the Arev without going to the Lovin? He makes up a whole story. So in that case, he gives man, v'chulu, so, hey, shavu alovah, alpish divrei Shulchan Aruch hanal. So he says, you can't, right? I don't have to pay you. But, you know, do we say that if it was tricked? So he goes through our whole Gemara, and Lamais at the end, he says, it's not going to work in this case. Not going to work in this case. He quotes a similar Shiloh with somebody who went into a shul and put on a whole, looked like a very orthodox person, and he got somebody to be a guarantor for him to get some stucca checks, and it was all a fake. So Lamais also there, we say that if it was all a trick, so then it doesn't work, and this halacha doesn't apply. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Minayin La'arev the Mishtabin. How do we know that an Arev is Mishtabin? What's the source of Arvus? Now that we've explained what an Arev can be collecting from, if the Lovet cannot pay up, what's the source of Arvus? Dichsev, here we go, Ba Yehuda. Anochi Ervenu Miyadi Tevakshenu. I will be your Arev, Yehuda says. To Yaakov Avinu, he will be Arev for Binyamin. Miyadi Tevakshenu. So Maskal Rav Chisda, Ha Kablonisi. Rav Chisda says, wait a minute, there's two types of Arevs. There's an Arev, a lower level, inferior type of Arev, and there's a Kablan type of Arev, which the Gemara will explain, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, what exactly is a Kablan? It's mean where he says a lashon of give and not lend. Well, either way, for us, it's just a specific type of Arvus. So Rav Chisda says, how can you bring a Arev from Yehuda? That's Kablanus. Dichsiv, there the lashon of give was used. T'na oso al yadi va'ani ashivenu. Give him to me and I'll return him. So that can't be the source. Say, Alam Rabbi Yitzchak Mehacha. This pasuk is the source of her Arvus. Lokach Lakach bigdo ki arav zar. There's arvus in the pasuk in Mishlei. Uba nachriya chavleyu bi omer. A second pasuk. Biniyim arav to lareyacha takata lazar kapecha. If you are an arav, open your hand. No kashte bir mepicha, no kate bir reficha. Asezos efo bini vihi natzel ki bata bakaf reyacha lech hisrapes urahav reyacha. Right. If you were an arav, you open your hand and give the money. Imamon yeshlo biyadcha hater lo pisas yad. Open your hand. Vim lav. And if you wronged him, harbe alavrei. Have friends to help him forgive you and ask mechila. Okay, that's the pasuk that we quote. Period. 2 points. Number one, the Marsha points out that the second pasuk here quoted, if you remember, is Reuven talking, not Yehuda talking. Reuven's the one that says, give him to me and I'll return him. So, what does that mean? The first pasuk is by Yehuda. That's the source for Arvis, but then we quoted the pasuk by Reuven? So says the Marsha, it's a kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. If Yaakov Avinu rejected the lower level, if one type of arvus, I'll read the Marsha. Kivan de Reuven be kablonis kibel arvuso. I'm sorry, the stronger. If Reuven accepted kablonis, which is the stronger type of arev, and Yaakov Avinu wasn't ready to accept that one, then surely Yehuda's, right, arvus. Volonis ratzalo Yaakov ain't svar shivakesh menu Yehuda arvus lachud. So it can't be that Yehuda was just asking regular arvus. If the stronger one was already rejected. It must be, even though the words don't say it, that he's accepting on himself the kablanis. El akarchach shagam Yehuda baba arif kablanis. El shlohuzgar zekan just doesn't say it in the pasuk. It's so mech on the pasuk by Reuven. Okay, number one, the ha'ara of the marsha. The other is the ritva here. The ritva says, what's the whole idea of arev? I never got it. I never got the item, and it was given to someone else, but I'm guaranteeing. Here, Yehuda got binyamin. This isn't arvus. This is like the lova himself. Right, this is like the person himself got it. So what is the Gemara mean here? That this is the source of Arvus with Yehuda. Yehuda actually received Binyamin. So how do we understand this? So explains the Ritva. Maybe you have to understand about the Psukim differently. The Pshat of the story. Says the Ritva, reading the Psukim, says the Ritva. Let me just find the line. D says, Hai Lashon Kablanus Eino L'mishenichas Yehuda Kablan. Halo Ve'atzmo Haya. Tirits li mori de lo dok talmuta de kol ma'adarina hacha enu al asmachta. First pshat, you're right. Right. It's not a real source for arev. It's just an asmachta. It's not a real source. Okay. But then he says, v'li haya nira. It doesn't sound that way. Minayin sounds like a real source. Says the ritva, v'li haya nira de talmuta mashmule ki Yaakov nasno l'ruvain v'shar echav al kablanis Yehuda. The other brothers really had Binyamin, and Yehuda was like on the side. He was like on the side saying, I have him covered. V'chein amar Yehuda liYaakov, t'na oso lahem al arvusi. Give him to them al arvusi. So why wouldn't Yehuda have him straight? That's a question. But either way, that might be the pshat of the psukim. Okay, again, there's a ton here on arvus, as we know, but we have to continue. Amar ameimar, arid mishtabin, machlokas Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosi. Really, the whole concept of arvus, whether arvus could be mishtabin, somebody's committing to something that maybe he never really was going to want to pay up. I'm going to do you a favor, I'll be your guarantor, but I'm really hoping that you'll pay. I won't have to pay. That's really related to another machlokas that we discussed a couple of days ago. Asmachta, related to asmachta. According to Rabbi Yossi, that says asmachta is kanya. Again, asmachta means the Rashbam says it all over. The Rashi says it all over. The Rashbam says it again here. What's an asmachta? I commit to something now based on a future event that I hope is not going to happen. Right? That's asmachta. So here too, Rabbi Yossi who says asmachta kanya a couple of days ago, so arev mishtabed, then arvus could work. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said asmachta is not kone, then arev wouldn't work. That's a problem. Why? Even though if you say asmachta lo kanya, but we used arvus. So you can't say those two are linked. Ameimar. So el amar Ravashi. Ravashi says no. There's a difference. Even if you say asmachta is not kone, arev is. How? How does arev commit himself? Through the hana'a that the arev gets by people believing him, oh, he's the arev, he's the guarantor, that through that hana'a, he commits himself fully. Even though by Asmachti, he doesn't commit himself fully, but by an Arev, he does. Gomer Umishtab Benafshi. How exactly that works, that's a big sugya. Is he actually like the Loveh? Is he not? He's just on the side. Either way, a lot to talk about here by Arvus, but we'll have to stop here. Okay, again, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with Kufayin Hey, Be'ez Hashem, next time, and as we continue, only 2 more days left to Maseches Bava Basra. Again, today's shiur, this week's shiur, is sponsored L'Refuah Shleima, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. Okay, we'll stop here.